This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Just a quickie.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Give it to me.
I'm going to give it to you. Bella Thorne is taking a break from the fancy life of Cannes with Scott Disick. She tweeted, "Yo, this Cannes fancy life isn't for me." And friends say that Scott Disick's hard-partying lifestyle is more than she can handle. The model had been spending time with Scott Disick just miles from where Scott's ex, Kourtney Kardashian, is spending time with her new hot boyfriend. And Glenn Close is doing Sunset Boulevard on Broadway. She stepped in the middle of the show on Wednesday to call out a fan for taking pictures. She snapped, "I'm sorry, stop the show. Someone there is taking photos. You must know how distracting and disrespectful that is. Now we can have a show or we can have a photo shoot." And then she restarted the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, quipping, "Okay, let's take it from the top of the song. Go Glenn Close." And that is your Dirt Alert update for this hour. For more, go to mytalk1071.com.
You love it when I give you the dirt.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. We are everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer's off. The notorious PMG is in the house.
Hello,
Paul McGuire
hello,
Grimes.
Hello. Hi.
Well, you've probably seen the viral video of the 1988 Crystal Light National Aerobic Championship hosted by Mr. Alan Thicke. Well, one of the competitors is a local friend of the show, and now he will be reliving his glory days in spandex on stage in a musical. Doug Melrow and Liz Piccoli, hello and welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Colleen.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Okay, so... Okay, for those who don't know this viral video that we're talking about, it kind of cropped up, I want to say within the last few years again, out of nowhere, and people have remixed the opening, is it the opening dance, Doug?
Yep.
With
yep.
all kinds of different pop songs.
Taylor Swift, I saw.
Yes, yeah, and Outkast. We watched Outkast this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. So this, even if you don't know immediately what I'm talking about and you have a second to Google it, it'll totally pop to mind. But Doug, we've had you on to talk before about how crazy it was to all of a sudden be in this viral video.
Yeah, it won't go away. It just keeps coming back. And seriously, someone posts it on my Facebook page almost every week and says, "Do you know you're in this?"
You're like, yes.
Yes, I remember being there.
So when was it? What year are we talking? What was the wardrobe? I need to get a mental image.
It was 1987.
Okay.
And it was red, white, and blue. They were trying to get aerobics to be in the Olympics, so they wanted it very all-American.
Right.
And so it's all spandex, leotards and tights. And
high hair, I'm assuming.
Yeah, big, okay, big, great. Big hair. Great. It's pretty funny. You'll see me in there.
Okay.
Oh, he's in there. I'm trying to like bring everybody through this journey together, because this video goes viral, and then how does it become a musical, and then how does it get to Minnesota?
Well,
that's where Liz comes
in. I'll let her take over.
Yes, I have that info. Well, it was the inspiration for the writer Daniel Levin and Annie Grunow. And Annie Grunow brought it to Daniel Levin and was like, why is this not a musical? Why is this not a Broadway musical? This is amazing. The energy, it's just so infectious, you know? So then Daniel sat there and wrote a musical, and we've been developing it for about 5 years. He had a reading 5 years ago, and which I attended with Julian Blackmore, who is now our composer. And, you know, from that inception, it just has grown and grown and grown.
And now
an off-Broadway run, 2013. And then, you know, we put it on the shelf. We didn't get the funding to take it to the next level at that point. So we put it on the shelf. Daniel had a couple kids. And then I went back to Daniel. I was like, we need to bring spandex back again. How can we do this? What are we going
to
do?
And thankfully, you meant you need to bring spandex the musical back, not spandex the out the clothing.
Oh, no, no. Definitely spandex the musical.
I still have a few outfits.
Yes, so when musicals go on the shelf, you know, when they go on the shelf and you just keep thinking about it and thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had this connection with Doug and he connected to us via Facebook. You know, Facebook has some really good connection
it does.
Process sometimes, you know?
So talk about how that happened, because here's what, to also, again, bring the listeners all up to speed. Here's how we know Doug. Aside from the fact that Doug has worked with the Minnesota AIDS Project and the Minnesota AIDS Walk for a long time, and we have a great partnership with them, you also have taught at the firm, which is where Bradley works out.
Right.
And I, if I may be so bold as to say, you are kind of known as like the Richard Simmons of Minnesota. In fact,
I'm glad you're not missing.
Some people think that Richard Simmons stole your act.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, Richard's been a huge role model for me for a long time, and I still love and adore him. And yeah, I guess I kind of have that reputation. I love theatrics. I love costumes. I love making working out fun. If it's not fun, you're not going to come back and do it again. So I just want to make it a good time.
This is true. And so that's sort of where you were at when you and Liz got in touch with each other.
Yes. And then last summer, Daniel and I just decided on a whim to come out to Minneapolis and take Doug's class.
That works.
And the power of the burn. Let me tell you, I've been dancing since I was 3 years old. And this class, it just was so amazing and hard and driven. And it inspired me to even work harder. And he, you know, Doug is just his heart and how he connects to every single student in the room. Every single person matters who takes his class.
Yeah.
That's something that really, you know, just resonated with me. I'm a teacher as well. And I try to have that kind of work ethic, you know, and I just think it's important.
Well, and that's kind of among the many things that people love so much about Doug. And so here Doug is still doing exactly or close to what he was doing in the 80s when he did this viral video, this video that became viral before we even knew what viral was. And you've got this musical sitting on a shelf. So how did you guys decide to put it on stage here in Minneapolis? And then the bigger question, when, where, and how can people go see it?
Yeah. Well, Daniel and I, you know, we took the class and then we were like, okay, there's a community here in Minneapolis. And my sister actually lived here. She worked at the Guthrie. So we had a little bit of a theatrical connection. And then we're just looking around at theaters, and then we found the space, the Minsky, and we walked into it, and it literally looked like the Crystal. Doug was there. It looked like the Crystal Light National Championship.
That's amazing.
Like, the whole set, it was almost there already. And there was Ariel, and I was like, oh, we can fly people, and we have this huge space. And I just felt like, you know, the creative energy was right there. And Jack was very ambitious, and Jack is the owner of the theater, and she runs the theater with her dad. It was totally family driven. I'm like, this is the right space. Like, this just feels right.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Then we just, you know, Daniel and I then put our producer hats on, and we got some amazing investors to come on board, and the excitement of this show is just bubbling and brewing on its own.
This and are you awesome. Recreating the viral video, if you will?
Yes.
The exercise routine in the musical?
Well, that's the secret, right?
Oh, is that the secret? I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was just like, ooh, I don't know if we're recreating it.
Well, yes.
Yes.
We'll say yes, but it's okay. But now all your listeners know the secret.
Yay! So. Now, and Doug, you're on stage.
Yes, I'm performing, as well as some of my students that, clients that take my class are joining me as well. So we're having a ball. It's a ton of fun.
This is awesome. So how can people get tickets? And when can they see it?
Okay, you can go to Minsky.com. It's MinnSky.com. Mm-hmm. Minsky.com. It's at 1517 Central Avenue Northeast, Minneapolis.
Perfect.
We are running until June 10th. We have tickets available Thursday through Sunday. Shows are at 7:30 p.m. and on Sundays at 2 p.m. And it's just, you can also, you know, maybe a little 2-for-1 special.
Ooh, hey, I like what you're just picking up. What you're laying down.
Maybe only your people, special people. That could be fun.
Okay.
Maybe mention the word Queen 107.1.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, easy peasy. I like what you did there. Slip it in.
I know. That's
now,
a little secret.
I have to ask a little outfit question.
Yes.
Because it's called spandex. My first question to you, Doug, is did you get to keep your unitard? From the original.
I wore that sucker out.
Did you? Just,
I mean, it was threadbare by the time I was done with it.
And you don't, so then you probably tossed it and you don't have it and it's like a relic now.
I don't have that, but I do have some of my t-shirts and sweatshirts from that.
So awesome.
Do you find that people are coming to the show like in costume, like they're coming in spandex or they're there to have like
they
a
aren't,
kickback
but
time?
We have had that idea. We think that would be amazing to have okay, like an 80s party afterwards and everyone dresses in spandex.
I kind of like the idea that we're relating here because I think that would be almost the most fun part is if you did the whole performance and then you got the audience involved and did a little aerobics class or something at the end.
We can do that.
That is a great idea. We should totally do that. Maybe our second to last show.
Okay, we'll make sure I'm at that one.
Right.
So
just mark your calendar.
I'm just going to need a little heads up.
June 9th.
We're going to do it. On it. Well, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Doug and Liz.
This has been really awesome. And everybody keep your eyes and ears open for Spandex the Musical. And again, give the website one more time.
It's Minsky.com. MINNSKY.com.
And you said there's a 2-for-1 special for using code what?
Queen 107.1. But perfect. That's only at the door.
Only at the door.
Yes.
Everybody remember that.
Show up.
Show up. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh,
we really
appreciate
it.
All right. When we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have some gnarly looking candy bars that Bradley left behind for us for cheat day.
I'm scared.
I am too, because one of them is a payday with a flavor of Texas barbecue. It's a peanut caramel bar with the flavor of Texas barbecue. And oddly, he left them and then left me with them, which tells me he's not excited. And so this is going to be interesting.
Yep.
We'll cheat on that after this on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body.
Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com, where everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer is off, and that's a problem. Not because my friend Paul McGuire Grimes is here. That's actually
thank you for clarifying.
The best thing about this moment. but we, at this time of every Friday, we have what we call a little cheat day.
Dirty, rotten cheetah.
Cheat day. Taste test.
Stick this in your mouth.
Turns out I'm afraid to. Because
okay. What have you given me here, Colleen?
I feel really bad about this. So Bradley, this is what he did to me. I knew he was going on vacation. He's going out of town, visiting his mama. And he came in one day and he was like, oh yeah, I was at the grocery store, saw this in the candy aisle, so I thought I'd grab it for you.
It's in the cupboard.
This like little cupboard in our prep room. It's just up there. You can have it for cheat day. Okay, out of sight, out of mind.
Right?
Totally. Like I was like, okay, great, sounds good, thanks, bye. And then he left. And then today I was like, oh yes, I've got the cheat day items. Bradley left them behind. I see why now.
Conveniently.
This is apparently a special, I don't know, a special edition type of candy bar with some interesting nut flavors. What I have in front of us, I know that I didn't sell it.
Oh, no, you sold it all
okay,
right. You
so,
sold it.
Okay, this is what I have in front of me and tell me which one you want to have first, okay?
Okay.
I have a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, nay, not just any Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. It's got the flavor of Georgia honey roasted nuts in it. Okay.
I don't know how different
item.
That's going to be than the regular Reese's peanut butter cups.
But so. I actually don't want to vomit when I read that. Okay.
Okay, let's try this first.
Okay. So, I got to tell you what the other thing is. The next thing is a payday bar. I love payday bar.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Caramel peanuts. Yay. This one has the flavor of Texas barbecue. Oh God. What?
I will say that this looks kind of like a trail mix, but like congealed together. So you've got like the dusty nuts.
Paul, this looks like something you'd find on a trail left behind by an animal. Right. And you would not touch it because
Ish.
Okay. So which one did you want to try first?
I think we should go with the peanut butter cup because that I'm assuming does not have as much flavor as the other. So I don't want to cross contaminate flavors.
Oh, that was smart. Okay. Because I'm actually going to go a different direction. Oh. So I'm going to have you try the cup right now. And then when you're kind of got the flavor happening in your mouth, you can tell me about it. And then I'm going to take a bite of this gnarly and disgusting looking payday bar with the weird peanuts on it that looks like something you don't want to encounter in public life.
Okay.
Okay. So you've got the peanut butter cup.
Yep, again, I've eaten this is half
the,
of it.
Okay. The Reese's peanut butter cup with the flavor of Georgia honey roasted peanuts. How is it?
It tastes just like a regular old Reese's.
Does it really?
Now, to be fair, I haven't had candy in like 3 years.
Okay.
So I haven't had a peanut butter cup in many, many years to have that distinct flavor, but I do remember it. This tastes almost exactly the same.
Okay.
That's so like, purely a label to just buy for people to buy that.
Yeah. So thanks for that.
I was hoping.
I hope that there wasn't an upcharge for it.
Right.
But I don't care because I didn't buy it. Ha!
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. So I'm going to try. While you describe for the world what this payday bar looks like, again, this is the payday with the flavor of Texas barbecue. I'm just going to like lean off mic. Will you explain to people what I'm putting in my mouth?
Right.
And I'm scared. So, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm scared.
Yeah. So what I'm looking at here is a mix of like peanuts. Some have the like red shell, if you will, on them. They're kind of coated in a red dusting, maybe a barbecue dusting, if you will. And they're all kind of sticking to the goo, the nougat, if you will. Kind of like a formed turd, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm guessing that you think that that's what that
kinda
tastes like.
Kind of tastes similar.
You would think it maybe tastes like trail mix, a savory snack, if you will. So, okay.
Okay, I see what they were trying to do there. They were trying to do... Okay, you try it. They were trying to do a sweet and a savory kind of combination, and you're having the same reaction I was. I think that the anticipation is the worst part. Okay, you're looking for somewhere to spit it. This is like, and you don't have anywhere. Nope. You can turn off your mic. There's a garbage right next to you.
It's done.
Oh, gosh.
It's done.
We've completed. Okay.
Okay. I need water to wash this down.
I'm going to go ahead and throw the rest of this away. I think it's a crime that they tried to sell this to us at all. It's horrible.
That's just a gimmick.
It is, and it's dumb. Please, people, do not spend your money on this. This is the Payday Peanut Caramel Bar with the flavor of Texas barbecue. It is currently going in the garbage. We like to rate things on a scale of cobras, okay. 1 to 5 cobras.
One to five cobras?
Yeah, and I'm going to do something I've never done before.
This is unprecedented.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to go ahead and say Payday owes me a couple cobras.
Oh, no.
It's like -5 cobras.
I agree.
Horrible. And now I see why Bradley left it behind and ran away.
He's rude.
I know. Rude.
So rude.
Okay. But the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
And have you tried this
yet? I haven't tried yet.
Okay.
But how many cobras would you give this?
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? Well, I'm giving it 3 out of 5 because I'm rating it low. Because it doesn't taste anything different than the regular peanut butter cup.
You could not be more wrong.
Are you serious? Colleen.
I'm sorry. It tastes so much different than the regular one.
How?
It is like
a blander flavor?
To be fair, like you said, you haven't had candy for 3 years.
Right.
I have. Pretty consistently for 3 years.
I'm not judging.
No, but my kids always get like the peanut butter cups in their... trick-or-treat bags and whatever. And I love to pop the little individual ones for just a nice little treat.
Yeah.
You can't... The honey sweetness that's on the front of this is so good with the chocolate and the peanut butter. It's like... when I was little, I used to love peanut butter and honey sandwiches.
You're right.
It would be like if you put peanut butter and honey and Nutella on a sandwich. That's what that is.
Oh.
That I am serious that I'm giving that 5 cobras. Like, that was a big moment.
I am shocked. Wow. Okay. That's great.
That was so good. Okay. So you gave it 3 cobras.
Because I didn't think it tasted anything different. But again, my candy palate is off because I haven't had it. And I can tell you why I gave it up if you want to hear that dumpster.
Yeah. Why?
So this goes back to our Team Cobra boyfriend.
Mm. Zac Efron?
Yes.
You gave up candy for Zach?
Basically. So this is, I don't know if I've told anyone the story, maybe Ryan, but when the first Neighbors movie came out, he was ripped, but not overly gross.
Right.
And I thought, he looks really good.
What is the secret?
What is the secret? And I thought, I cannot be dipping my hands in our office candy bowl if I ever want to look like that.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm not going to have any more candy.
And that's it?
And that's it.
And you never looked back?
I'll sometimes have like an M&M cookie because that is like a contained, that's not me dipping into the bowl. But I never eat it. I'll buy it for trick-or-treaters. So it's in the house and I just don't eat it.
Okay. One, I feel really bad because I just... like,
you don't need to feel bad.
Forced you to eat candy.
If it was really that important, I would have said
okay,
no.
Okay, good. Secondly, I am impressed that you can have candy in your house and not eat it. Because this is the sole reason why I have been raked over the coals for this in my life. For giving away pencils on Halloween. It is because I can't have candy in the house or I will go hog wild on it. And I know it.
I get it.
And my kids don't need any more candy either because then they're going to go trick-or-treating. They bring the candy back and then we're full up.
Because you have three kids. That's three sacks of candy.
Exactly. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I have stashed some of that candy in a very secret place. Right. And my plan is to give that away next Halloween.
Good.
Which is kind of creepy, but
it'll still be fresh because preservatives.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. All right. When we come back, a wannabe and a totally already is are on our Lord and Lady D-Bag of the day. And we'll tell you who we've crowned after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Now a trend has emerged.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's happening right now?
What is happening right now? That is the question here on My Talk 107.1. Well, trending on Twitter, Bryson Tiller. Fans of the American R&B artist Bryson Tiller got a shock when he dropped his new album, True to Self, a month early. And on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg accepted an honorary degree from Harvard University, and he actually donned a suit and tie rather than his typical hoodie for the occasion. And Piers Morgan is also trending after his public comments criticizing Ariana Grande for not visiting the victims of the recent attacks in Manchester. That's what's trending. And now for your 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast brought to you this hour by Arx Value Village. Today, partly cloudy with a chance of midday thunderstorms, a low of 56 and a high of 75. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 75 and a low of 56. And unfortunately, there are storms predicted for the Sunday and Monday of your Memorial Day weekend. I'm so sorry about that. But right now, it is 72 degrees at My Talk 107.1.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
Was the prototype. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. We are everything entertainment. I am Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer is off. He'll be back on Tuesday. The notorious PMG filling in.
Hello.
McGuire Grimes. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now is the time in the show where we highlight for you the biggest D-bags around.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
I shall begin.
Okay.
I believe, okay, so this is a wannabe. This is a wannabe D-bag. And I want to say she's been a frequent flyer.
I was going to say, I feel like she's once a week.
It would be hard for me to believe that Farrah Abraham has not made the list in the past, okay?
Right.
But today she is making the list for her comments about one of her Teen Mom OG co-stars. Right. So I'm a big Teen Mom fanatic.
Are they still fans? Is the show still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not on currently, but yes.
It's in production at some point.
Okay, I'm going to give you the storied history before I tell you all the horrible, awful, terrible things that Farrah Abraham said about her, co-stars. She's a rotten human, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Great.
So this is the backstory of Teen Mom OG.
MTV.
This is MTV. It started with 16 and Pregnant. So the first season of 16 and Pregnant, and there were many seasons after that, or multiple seasons, I should say, after that. The first season spun off to Teen Mom, which is where they followed the teen moms. Then there was the second season of 16 and Pregnant. That one spun off to Teen Mom 2. Well, the original Teen Moms are the ones that are called the OGs. So this is like they have had, this is now their third kind of recreation. Mm-hmm. So first they did 16 and Pregnant, then they did Teen Mom, and now they're doing Teen Mom OG. Their kids now are like 6, 7, 8 years old. Well, yeah, it's been that long. I mean, the kids that they had when they were on the show on 16 and Pregnant. So this has been kind of going on for a long time, and they have, and they still have reunion shows, and that's, and they're kind of connected by this invisible cord.
I feel like I have larger questions at hand regarding this concept, but I can save them for another time.
Okay, well, let me tell you about what Farrah said, yes, and then you can tell me what your questions are.
I'm sure they, well, yep.
So Farrah is a horrible human being, and Farrah, as you know, is constantly trying to climb the ladder of fame. We've interviewed her on the show before.
She's been a porn star, right?
She will. She
adult
does.
Films?
She does not care to be called a porn star.
Oh, well, la-dee-da.
She did a porn movie for Vivid Entertainment, and now there's rumors that Amber Portwood has been kind of in talks with Vivid Entertainment to do her own porn movie. Or sex tape, if you will, with her fiance. Now, there's a lot behind all of this. You need to know Amber Portwood has had a drug problem. She was incarcerated after she had a run-in with her ex-boyfriend, the father of their daughter, Leah. She's had some struggles in her life, but she's really worked hard to kind of get herself back on the straight and narrow. Well, Farrah apparently wanted to talk about this. And so she said of... Farrah said to the dirty of Amber Portwood, quote, "It's sad how hard Amber tries to be me."
Excuse me.
Okay, first of all, nobody's trying to be you. She said, "I would caution them," meaning Amber and her fiance Matt. "I would caution them, they're felons and criminals. So see why they hope to follow in my footsteps. The envy of them wanting to..." Okay, part of what you need to know about Farrah Abraham is she speaks words that are English words, but it's not the English language. So go with me and try to...
Does she think she's a linguist and making up her own language?
I don't know.
She's proud of that?
Okay, I'm going to read it for you and tell me if you can make sense of this. This is word for word, okay?
Great.
"I would caution them, but they're felons and criminals, so see why they hope to follow in footsteps of mine. The envy of them wanting to be me never fails. As I see it, copying and following in my footsteps is a little old." So if you can translate that, congratulations.
I don't have controls over
here. Let me call one of those up and
thank you.
Anyway, she now, of course, Amber is saying, like, "You guys calm down. Please don't listen to Farrah. She doesn't know what she's talking about." But then Farrah kept clapping back, as Amber has enough mental issues and body issues. "I doubt doing a sex tape at 27 is in the right direction. Her surgery didn't work. Good luck to Vivid. As I see, all their drama and fake setup press is really not entertaining," and cries to wish they were famous. I don't even know what that meant.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, but she's just a horrible person, and now she's trying to ride their coattails. So Farrah Abraham, you're a D-bag. What are your questions about Teen Mom?
That idea, like, isn't this kind of glorifying these people and the situation when young girls get pregnant at a very young age? And do we know if this show has glorified that sense of, oh, well, if I get pregnant at 16, maybe I can have my own TV show?
I actually know
this.
And
I can be famous.
Because I've heard this argument made before, and people, they've actually
done... Daddy?
No. Okay. Because I had that exact same reaction when the show first started. Like, isn't this kind of going to glorify this a little bit? But actually, it apparently has had the opposite effect, that teen pregnancy rates are down considerably since this show took air. And it is one of the things that they kind of give themselves plaudits for, because they really do show how hard life, especially when they were teen moms, mm-hmm. how difficult their lives were. Now they're kind of celebrities.
Right.
But I think even teenagers are smart enough to know that, like, that's not
how to
real.
Do it.
That's not normal. Right. That's four people out of however many. And so what it did do is it started conversations about teen pregnancy in a way that we hadn't had that conversation on the table before. So yeah, it actually has the opposite effect, which I think is interesting and not D-baggy at all.
No.
Speaking of, who's your D-bag?
Okay, well, this pains me to mention her.
Oh, I know.
Because I really like this lady, and I like to follow what she does. But my D-bag today is Jennifer Lopez.
Yikes.
I know. Why? I hate it. Okay. Because so every year they do the NBC Live musical in December. And
whether
or not you like those, you know, The Wiz.
Yes, that was a good one, too.
Peter Pan, Sound of Music, Hairspray. Well, the next one that was supposed to be was Bye Bye Birdie,
yes,
starring Jennifer Lopez in the role as Rosie. She was going to produce it. Well, NBC has decided to push it out a whole year to December 2018. Because Jennifer Lopez is too busy. You know, she's got her World of Dance, which is starting this summer on NBC. She's got Shades of Blue. She also has her Las Vegas residency. So she has way too many irons in the fire.
Oh.
She's way too busy. And she's doing too much.
And now we're all suffering as a result.
And now we're suffering because I don't get to have my Bye Bye Birdie on in December because
and
she's too busy to be committed. Honestly.
Well, who else was cast in that?
Well, there were no one, I think, has been cast yet.
Uh-huh.
Still, I think we were starting to approach the production schedule and they were realizing they couldn't work around J-Lo because they rehearse early on out to get this thing up in the air by December.
They have to.
It's such a huge production. I think they wanted names like Nick Jonas or Joe Jonas in like the Elvis type of role. So we have another year for that. But they are going to be doing Jesus Christ Superstar for Easter.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Was it, and that's NBC, right?
I believe so, yes.
What network was it, do you recall, that did?
The Passion.
The Passion.
Fox.
Okay, so I kind of feel like NBC is like, okay, well, maybe that didn't work out exactly how we would have done it. But it did draw some
laughter,
viewership.
Yes. Laughter,
okay.
Yes,
yeah. A little bit of laughter.
Yeah.
But there was, I mean, it had a strong enough viewership.
Yeah. You know, it was Tyler Perry that was behind it. People really like his stuff. So they kind of flocked to it just to see a different take on. It was a more contemporary. They had a lot of big rock stars in it. But
Trisha Yearwood, did I make that up?
No, she was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Daughtry, stuff, you know, people like that. And hopefully Jesus Christ Superstar, being the property that it is, will do well. But I kind of want to be like, J-Lo, just focus on one thing.
Yeah.
I know you like to be so busy, but calm it down a day.
I wonder
you
if
you have
it's,
a family too.
I wonder if it's that she likes to be busy or if she likes to be rich. You know what I mean?
Probably both.
Because there's a being busy is one thing, but you know, she very well could just be like, money can be kind of addictive, I think.
Oh, I'm sure.
And if you are in a position where you're making a whole lot of money, you probably also want to put all of your irons in the fire at once because that's not going to last.
That could be fleeting.
It could be.
But
it hasn't been for her.
Right.
She's been doing it for a long time.
She's lucked out.
Yeah. Part of it is, I think, because she keeps working and she makes really smart decisions about what she does.
But then don't take on so much.
Yeah. Calm down, J-Lo. Right.
And Shades of Blue is doing really well. I've heard good things about
it. I've never seen that show once.
I wanted to laugh at it because I was like, Shades of Blue, what is this, J-Lo?
Right?
You know, Ray Liotta, but then it's doing well.
No, people are loving it.
Yeah.
And actually, I'll be honest, I actually think she's a decent actress.
In the right roles, yes. I mean, The Boy Next Door was terrible.
Oh, I did watch that and I only got through half.
That was half too many.
Yeah, I kind of felt like that too. But what was the one that she did with George Clooney?
That was Out of Sight from like 1996.
If you haven't seen that movie,
Steven Soderbergh, very sexy.
It is. But that's also what kind of flipped me on J-Lo.
Yeah, it was around the time where she was doing that, Selena, like right when her film career was starting to take off before she was getting back into music. So she likes to do it all.
She does.
And it's kind of impressive, but I feel like you can't be great at everything all the time.
This is true. This is a good point.
People out there, heed that.
Heed that. That's namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Paul. Mm. Well, if you want to know how science says you can get better sleep, you might want to stay exactly where
please.
You are.
Yes.
Because I'm going to give you some scientific advice after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Distortion. Turn it up, keep it on repeat. Stumbling around like a wasted
back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. We are everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer's off. He'll be back on Tuesday. And Paul McGuire Grimes is in for Bradley today. Hi, Paul.
Hey, oh, hello.
I have some really good information for you.
Ooh, what is it?
I think it's if you are a person who wants to know the best way to get the most sleep, then you might want to listen up, because I'm going to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
But you have to ask a question first.
So how can I get more sleep?
How about try why?
So why can I get more? Why can I get more sleep?
Because. I didn't set that up very well.
That's okay. I feel like you and Bradley do it differently.
No.
Is it the same?
We sometimes mess around, but the bottom line is science is going to tell you how to get more sleep.
I'm listening.
Now, this, I think, is genius. Okay. It is important for you to know that your body needs to see daylight first thing when it wakes up. And it needs to go to sleep when it is dark outside. The light is what tells your body that it's time to sleep. But your body mostly needs a glimpse of the sun first thing in the morning in order to keep your body clocks in check. Isn't this interesting?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Well, it's, you know what's funny about this is, and I'll bring up our friend Alexis from the morning show. So Alexis and I were just talking about this off the air the other day. Alexis just went on a very long trip to South Africa, like trip of a lifetime, right?
Jealous.
Totally jealous. But Alexis came back and had some jet lag, which is natural anytime you go overseas.
For a long trip, yes.
Exactly. But I said to her, I said, Alexis, I am no scientist, but I play one on the radio.
Right.
But I think that there were a couple things that are working against her. And one of them is, because she works on the morning show, when she wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3:30 in the morning, it's still dark outside. It looks like night. So not only does she already have, just generally walking through life, a weird circadian rhythm, then she was thrown off again. So it's almost like she has like double the hurdles to get through. And I was confirmed by this actual study.
Did you show her the study?
No, I just told her, so I sounded smart.
Right. And you used the word circadian.
Circadian rhythms. Yep. Right. And just in case you don't, if that's not, that's not a familiar term for you, basically what that means is your body's internal clock. Mm. And that just is your body's natural way of telling you when it's time to sleep and when it's time to be awake. So what they've learned is that you need to cut down on the blue light that you see during the evening hours, because that will keep you awake.
Blue light meaning iPads, yes. Devices, stuff like that.
But the blue light from the sun and that wide spectrum, you do need that first thing in the morning, because that's what part of what wakes you up. Actually, you know what's interesting? Oh, here's another little tidbit of information from Team Lindstrom at our house. So I have one of those. And I get made fun of for this. I don't care. I have one of those sad lights, seasonal affective disorder lights. Have you ever heard of these?
Yes.
The like light box. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't at all.
Okay. So it's I should sound like I know what I'm talking about when I talk about these, but, it's a special kind of light, and it's like, it comes out of a box, and it's, how do I explain it?
Sci-fi movie?
No, this is a real thing.
This is a real device.
This is something that people use if they have seasonal affective disorder. Because one of the reasons why you get seasonal affective disorder is, of course, because the days are shorter.
Right.
So you get less sunlight. And your body needs to have that as part of its
wake up
biorhythms, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have one of those. And sometimes people think that you're supposed to leave them on all day, but you're not. You're only supposed to get like a good jolt of it first thing in the morning for about 20 minutes. And I'm telling you, if you get the right spectrum of it, which you should, you have to do a little research for it. But when you use that first thing in the morning, it does change your mood for the entire day.
So you have it like near your bed and it slowly starts to light up?
I have it in my living room, and I just flip it on when I go downstairs and I drink my coffee there, and I leave it on for about 15 minutes. And every once in a while, a kid will come over and sit next to me, and they kind of like
cute.
It too.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a real thing. It's called phototherapy. That's the actual name for it. That type of light. And they're actually really easy to come by now. You don't need like a prescription to get them, but you do your research so you're getting the right kind.
Right.
Ta-da, science.
Nice, I love that science. Colleen.
You're welcome, yeah.
Did you know that people that work out more, that are more fit, sweat more during their workouts than people that don't work out so much?
Really? Why?
Because. So this is coming from the Nutritional Magnesium Association. You know, we've all have heard of that.
They're one of my favorite associations.
Exactly.
I actually have attended some of their parties, right. And you wouldn't believe it. Yeah,
it's a rip-roaring good time.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. So what they're saying is that research shows that fit individuals, especially those that train for endurance sports, running, cycling, sweat sooner and more profusely than people that rarely get physical.
Okay, this is actually really good information, because if you are a person who sweats, if you're a sweaty person,
right.
It's sometimes embarrassing, like how quickly you sweat or like how profusely you sweat.
You've been on the treadmill for 10 minutes and yeah. Your back is all wet.
And you're looking at everybody else and you're like, why aren't they sweating? Now right. I just know I'm fitter than you. Ha ha, nana,
exactly.
Naboo-boo.
And the reason behind that is so sweating is part of how our body cools down.
Sure.
And when people that are fit, they have trained their bodies to get to that higher endurance level to overheat. So then their body sweats at a quicker level to bring them back down from that. So as the sweat droplets start to heat up, you know, the sweat evaporates, we get cooler. So when you are fit, you're able to work harder, generate more power, and sustain that power for longer time periods.
Okay, this makes me feel better. Because I don't know about you, Paul McGuire Grimes.
Yes.
I'm an enthusiastic sweater.
I am too.
Yeah, a little insider information.
Ooh.
No, but and I also actually like getting sweaty.
I do when I'm actually working out.
Right. I don't like it's hot outside and I'm sweaty.
Right.
That's not fun for
but anybody. When you're like working out and you're having a good hardcore workout,
yeah.
And you feel like you're sweating the toxins out of you.
Yes.
You're releasing energy.
It feels good.
The tension. Yeah. So, and they're saying that, you know, regardless of your fitness level, you're exercising at an intense rate that pushes you closer to your VO2 max.
Big words.
Right. So the people that have a low level of fitness stay drier during workouts than people with a higher level because they haven't trained their bodies to recognize a high energy output.
That's interesting. That seems almost counterintuitive, but it's nice to know that now.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now you can pay attention to the people around you in the gym.
And wonder their energy level
exactly.
And their sweat level.
Yeah, you're not working hard enough.
Which is probably makes sense of why I've been going to the gym lately and not sweating, because I haven't been going enough.
Yeah.
I'm now making myself feel guilty.
I've told you about...
Science is not backfiring on me.
I've told you about the fact that I used to belong to a gym that had a sauna and a hot tub and showers without, you know, my children anywhere near me.
Right.
And so I used to go and I would like go on the treadmill for like 45 minutes and then I would take a little 10 minute hot tub and a 10 minute sauna and then like a 20 minute shower and then I'd call it a day.
Right.
Then all of a sudden I was noticing I was using the treadmill less
right.
And spending a little more time maybe in the hot tub and a little more time in the sauna. And all of a sudden I realized I just really wanted to go there for the hot tub and the sauna.
Right.
And the shower.
Right. And not that there's anything wrong with that. People will
except
do that
for
to
that.
Just like get their punch in for their insurance.
But
I've been 8 times.
Oh, that's true.
And I've taken 8 showers.
I, by the way, also probably sweat more in that dumb sauna than I ever did on the treadmill.
Wow.
Speaking of, I have my own sauna. Did you hear about that?
I have not received my invitation yet.
Well, that's, you know what? You can come.
Thank
it's
you.
Just not. It's not up yet.
So it's just
it's not
what,
put
sitting
together.
In your garage?
It's in a garage.
It's in a box somewhere?
No, it's just hanging out.
Oh,
but
okay.
Trust me, it's on the goal. It's on my goal list for the week.
So
it'll happen.
Clock is clicking.
I know, right? Okay, well, FYI, it is summer. And so you're going to want to check out the great deals up for grabs in the summer online auction. The preview is going to be available on Monday, June 5th. That's coming up. And bidding on the auction starts at midnight on June 9th and closes at 4 p.m. on June 15th. You can get the details at mytalk1071.com. And now, on the other side of this break, Paul, one of the things that you know quite well is about everything that is streaming.
Yes. All things streaming.
In fact, exactly. I was just going to say, nice
shameless
little plug for your podcast. Paul has
thank
a podcast
yes.
called All Things Streaming. He's not only our movie expert on the Colleen and Bradley show, but you are in your own right, kind of a self-appointed expert on all things streaming.
Thank you.
And you can hear Paul's podcast on the Podcast One Network, and you can find it online at mytalk1071.com. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the TV shows that we've each been streaming.
Yes.
And we're also going to talk about some hot TV shows, other things that we want to be watching that
right.
we just haven't been able to fit in yet.
Yes.
We'll talk about that after this on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.